this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
f***ing. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
And if it sounds like we're broadcasting from a closet, it's because we are.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from our sister station in Boston, Jammin 94.5.
We're in a closet right now.
Pretty much a closet.
But this is way nicer than a closet. Stop it.
It is way nicer than a closet.
Has a television.
A little bigger.
Yeah. A little TV.
I'm comfortable.
No, like a real little TV.
Yeah, we was in Boston since yesterday, right?
We are
yesterday,
in Boston, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
we're in Boston now.
We'll be here to Friday. We're broadcasting live. They're having their annual huge concert. So many different people performing from 50 Cent, Fetty Wap, Kid Ink, Fabulous.
Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
Mm-hmm. Also, who else is performing? Kevin Gates is also performing on that show tonight. So it'll be a great show. So shout out to the city of Boston.
Dolla $ign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and salute to everybody that was trying to get us to hang out last night. I got tired at even the thought of hanging out.
Okay. We'll be hanging out all day and all night tonight.
I don't hang out, okay? I get tired just thinking about hanging out.
It was a long day. Yesterday I went to they have a clothing store out here called Laced, and I stopped by the store, did some shopping, and it was about maybe 50 rappers in there.
50 rappers?
And they had like a cypher right then and there.
Oh, so you got a bunch of mixtapes in your pocket.
They don't give mixtapes anymore. They give the
hard drive.
You clearly haven't been out in a while.
No, you out your damn mind. These people still giving out CDs, and that's why we always tell them, what am I supposed to do with this?
You're right. That Times Square, they do that a lot. They have the CDs. They try to sell it all the time.
Like, what am I going
to
do with a CD? You better get you one of these little hard drive, whatever.
So I got about 40 USB hard drives in my pocket last night, but that's pretty cool. And tonight, of course, after the show, if you're in the Boston area, we're going to be celebrating our music director's birthday.
Yes, G-Spin. Shout out to G-Spin.
I was G-Spin.
73 today. G-Spin. Drop one of Clues Bomb.
73.
For Boston's own G-Spin.
He
73
looks good
years
for 73.
Old.
If you know, make sure you hit him up on his Instagram or Twitter and wish him a happy 73rd
Please,
birthday.
Go to his Twitter is G-Spin, G-E-E-S-P-I-N. And just hit him up and say, happy 73rd, OG.
Absolutely.
Put O-G-G-G-G-G. Put G's until you got no more characters, okay?
There you go.
All right.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, we are going to talk about the body of the 2-year-old that was found, Orlando.
Man.
We'll give you all the details on what happened. Also, we'll talk about the judge in the Brock Turner ruling, who is removed now from a new sexual assault case.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. Here's Rihanna, It's Needed Me. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Is saying you a savage the new cool way of saying you a hoe? Am I savage shaming right now?
You are savage shaming.
I'm savage shaming?
Yes, you
okay,
are.
Let me stop savage shaming.
Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, NBA Finals, the Cavs will be taking on the Warriors and winning Game 6.
No, they won't.
That's at 9 p.m. Eastern time on ABC.
It's a wrap tonight. Draymond Green is back, and it's a shame that the Warriors have to win another championship in Cleveland, but hey, at least they got the chip.
Now, let's talk about this sad story. The body of the 2-year-old was found, and they believe drowned by the alligator in Orlando.
Yes, according to the sheriff, they said his body had only a few puncture wounds. Now, the autopsy still has to confirm this, but they do feel like the child was drowned by the alligator. He perhaps got startled after the father went and tried to save his 2-year-old son and dropped the boy in the water, and he drowned. He was only about a foot in. So they said alligators really don't swim that far. They just sink into the murky water. They lurk there. And that's why the father probably did not see the boy when he jumped into the water to try and save him.
Wow.
Now, this is a very rare thing. They're saying this is the first time something like this has happened at Disney World. There were no swimming signs, but it wasn't signs that said, beware of the alligators.
Mm.
So nobody knows. The young 2-year-old had actually went into the water a little bit, about a foot in. He was the only person in the water at the time. They were having like an outdoor movie night
right.
at the hotel at the resort. So they said, according to statistics, it's about a 99% chance normally when an alligator comes that they don't usually attack. 99% of the time, they just...
But it's that 1%.
Yeah, I'm a hypochondriac, so that 1% is all I would be thinking about. And if you're going to have alligators in the water at Disney World, at least keep them fed.
But they shouldn't have any alligators. You're a resort with nothing, primarily kids. There should be no alligators, no threat to kids, nothing to kids nowhere in Disney World.
If you're going to have them, just keep them fed, because I feel like a poor little kid is dead because an alligator decided he wasn't hungry
anymore. There definitely should be signs that not just say no swimming. It should also warn you that there are potentially alligators in the water.
Well, a two-year-old can't read if he's running around by himself.
Yeah, but the parents can. I mean, your parents, they're from Nebraska. I never think about alligators.
Well, people in Nebraska can't read?
No, I'm saying, are there alligators all over in Nebraska in the water?
I don't know.
I'm from New York. I'm from New York, and if I go to Miami, I go to Florida, I'm not thinking there's alligators.
I'm thinking everything in the water. I'm thinking everything in the water.
I'm being honest, alligator and snakes. I never thought about that because it's not something I ever had to.
Well, you ain't got kids though. Because when you have kids, you think of everything.
Florida's the swampland. Carolinas is gators. Mm-hmm. Down south is gator country, baby.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm not from down south, so it's not something I think about. I've never witnessed an alligator attack. I've never even seen a sign that said "Beware of the alligators."
All I know is a poor little kid is dead because an alligator decided he wasn't hungry anymore.
Mm.
Okay? Poor alligator just wasted food. That's what he really did.
Now let's talk about the rape case judge that's removed from a new rape case.
Yes, and this is from the Brock Turner case. Now what they have done, because everybody was very upset about the 6 months that Brock Turner was sentenced to for sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have removed this judge from an unrelated rape case. Just because I guess they feel like the judge just...
They can just take him off a rape case like that?
You know, it's a very unusual measure, but they have removed that judge from that case to ensure that justice is served.
So they don't feel like justice was served the last one?
I guess that's a lot of people don't feel like that. I know I don't feel like that.
Wow.
I would have to see the... I would have to know what the case is about. I'd have to know more details of the case. Because I feel like the judge and Brock Turner's father were in cahoots with each other. Like, they were cool in some way, shape, or form.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why that judge should not just be removed from another case, but that judge should definitely be investigated.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Maybe you need to get something off your chest, something off your mind. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. Now, all morning long, it would have been Tupac's 45th birthday, right? I believe 45th. And we're going to be playing Tupac joints, your favorite Tupac joints. Let us know what your favorite Tupac joint is.
Say that again. Say that Tupac would be 45. Because I laugh when everybody always talks about Tupac would come back and take over the rap game. Tupac would come back and want a nap. All right? Let's be clear about that. Tupac would be 45 years old.
That's right. And we're going to be playing joints all morning long. So hit us up. Let us know your favorite Pac joint. We're going to be playing joints in celebration of his birthday. All right? And they also released a trailer today for the movie, right?
They released a teaser for the trailer. So it's like a trailer before the trailer. So it's like a tease of the trailer.
That's new. Okay. Well, tell us why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. We'll put you live on the air. We're broadcasting live from Boston. Shout out to Jimmy 94.5. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, this is David. I'm calling from Zapdos to GA.
David, tell him why you mad, bro.
Hey, I'm mad because, first of all, I mentor a lot of kids and, you know, and I speak into their lives and, first of all, I want to say thank you, Charlamagne, for what you and Steve Harvey has done.
Thank
but
you, brother.
I tell a lot of kids, hey, I love you, and I appreciate you, and I call them sir, and I call them ma'am. But when I'm telling men, hey, bro, I love you. I'm praying for you. They think it's sexual. Think that I want to be with them.
They be like,
I don't
pause.
Understand that.
Pause.
Well, it depends on how you say it, too,
and
man.
And it depends on your relationship.
Yeah, it depends on your relationship, too, man.
And how good
they
are.
Now, the way I'm saying it as I love them. You know, I first of all, I'm heterosexual. I don't even think about being with a man. But
like, if you're in the sauna and you guys are naked and you're like, yo, man,
yeah,
I love you.
Yeah.
He's with little boys, though. Maybe you're just hugging them too intimately. Maybe you're staring in their eyes a little too long.
Tell Charlamagne you love him. Like, how would you do it so we can hear the tone and everything? Go ahead, bro.
Charlamagne, I appreciate the job you're doing. And, bro, I really love what you're doing. I love
you, man. No. Talk to me like I'm one of the little kids you mentoring.
He just did. I love the job that you're doing.
If you was a child, I would say, hey, man, I love you. I really appreciate
it. Oh, that's
you.
Not it. So creepy. You're a predator.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. It's creepy. Okay.
Thank you for calling, bro.
I really appreciate
keep up the good work, man.
Angelina,
you have to,
DJ
I just
want to
give you some
really
advice.
Y'all.
Just don't say love like that. Say la.
I love you, bro.
Love? That sounds even worse when you're dealing with children.
No, say, I
love
you,
bro.
I love you, bro.
Thank you for calling, man. And keep up the good work.
I love y'all,
man.
Too. All right, bro. All right.
See, he said, I love
you. We love you back.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, yo? This is Jay from BMO.
Jay, tell him why you mad.
Yeah, I'm mad at that whole situation with the alligator and that little two-year-old. Babe, how you going to be a parent to have your two-year-old wander off into a swamp?
Well, the two-year-old didn't wander off. They were sitting there, and the two-year-old had his feet in the water, and the parents were right there. That's why the father was able to jump on the alligator that fast.
They were watching an outdoor movie, so they had their other child out there in a crib and everything.
So what's going to happen to the parents now? So when that gorilla killed that little had him in the thing, swinging him around, parents are getting crazy black about it. What's going to happen to this parent?
Well, it's different because they were all sitting there together. It's just that alligators are fast. You know, alligators can run up to 40 miles per hour. I don't know if y'all realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So if they all sitting in the water with their feet dangling in the water, that alligator just grabbed them.
And they said this is the first time that's ever happened there. This is the only, so it's a very rare thing. Obviously, it can happen. Now we know. But if it never happened before.
Yeah, it ain't the same thing as that damn gorilla. That
Thank
guy,
you for calling, bro.
Ain't no way a little boy just wanders off and falls all the way into a gorilla pit.
Yeah, you're right. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? It's Mike from BK, bro.
Mike, tell him why you mad, bro.
Yo, I'm mad, sad, emotionally, spiritually tired, man, of all this violence out here, man. Today I'm going to have to bury a young man from my neighborhood, only 25 years old, man.
Damn.
And it's like, it's never going to end. It's like there's nowhere safe anymore.
I'm tired,
man. I'm mad, man. I'm tired.
Well, you sound like me, brother. I be feeling the same way.
I feel you on that. I'm like, I don't even want to go anywhere if I don't have to.
Well, sorry you had to bury your friend, man. It's very sad out there. And be safe out there. Anybody that's out there, you're listening right now, just be safe. Look over your shoulder. And as we said the last couple of days, love, man.
All of this stuff, everything, all of the issues you see right now are stemming from hate.
Right.
I don't care if it's, you know, Islamic terrorists. I don't care if it's people that are hating against gays. I don't care if it's racism. The root of all of that is hate. We need more love.
Right. Tell them.
Matter of fact, I apologize to the guy who's out there being sexual with the people that he's mentoring.
He's not
man.
Sexual. He said they
hate. He's not sexual. He just says he loves them. Why are you apologizing?
We love you, bro. We love
him.
You.
We was joking with him.
I want him to keep telling them boys he loves them no matter how gay they think you are for it.
Okay. All right. Well, I love you, Charlamagne.
I love you too, Envy.
I love you, Ye.
Okay.
All right. Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live from Boston. Shout out to our sister station, Jammin' 94.5.
They
have their
Boston?
Huge concert tonight. If you're in the area, come on out and F with The Breakfast Club. And, of course, Jammin' 94.5, 50 Cent performing, Fetty Wap, Ty Dolla $ign, Kid Ink, Kevin Gates, and a
Fat
host of
Joe,
others.
Remy
Fat
Ma.
Joe, Remy Ma, a host of others. So it's going to be a great show tonight. And then, of course, we're doing the after party celebrating our music director's birthday. G-Spin, he turned 73.
73 today, man.
Which is very, very, very
still
dope.
Got his air in the streets.
A little bit. And listen, I want to say, too, that I had a yogurt parfait last night in Boston.
What is a yogurt parfait?
Listen, it was to die for.
Really?
Drop one of Clue's bombs for this yogurt parfait. It had bananas and strawberries and granola.
Do they sell that at Chick-fil-A?
They do have yoga parfaits at
really?
Chick-fil-A, but this one didn't come from Chick-fil-A. This
bananas
was
bananas and strawberries.
When I walked into my hotel room, it was two glasses of Remy and a yogurt parfait.
You know the crazy part? When I walked into my hotel room, shout out to the people. I don't want to tell them what hotel we're staying at, but they had chocolate balls with liquor in them for me. And then they had a fruit plate, and they said, congratulations on the baby, and had a $60 gift card for Babies R Us. It said,
dope.
Buy Pampers or whatever you need.
That's
I was
dope.
Like, that
so
is
nice.
Dope. That was dope. So shout out to the everybody that showed us so much love. When we were out. But what was in your hotel room, me?
Well, I switched rooms, so I didn't get out. I was just thinking, I was sitting here like, I switched my room.
I had a nice little card.
Somebody got
Matter
something.
Fact, I got the card. Hold on. Salute to Danielle. What up, Danielle?
Danielle, good morning.
Somehow
thank you.
My gift didn't reach me.
I had a yoga parfait and two stiffers of Remy. What do you call that glass?
Sifters.
I had a fruit plate
two
and everything.
Sifters of Remy.
Wow. All right. Well, when we come back, we got rumors. What are we talking about in the room, Ishii?
We are going to talk about Taylor Swift. Looks like maybe she had a new man before she broke up with Calvin Harris. Also, we are going to talk about Malaysia Pargo from Basketball Wives. What is she getting in her divorce?
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. And it's Tupac's birthday, so let us know your favorite Pac joint. We'll be playing them all morning long. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, you guys know Malaysia from Basketball Wives. She was married to Gennaro Pargo. They were married for 8 years. And she got a lot out of her divorce settlement. She's actually going to get half of his NBA pension and 401k.
Who she was married to?
Gennaro Pargo.
No, I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know what player that is either, but...
Let me Google his contract.
Sounds like a lot.
All right, well, yeah, so she's getting quite a bit of money from him now. She also gets to keep a Benz and... all rights to their company they have together. It's called 3Beats LLC. Access to 3 checking accounts and a money market account. And she also gets $15,000 in child support for their 3 kids and $800 for child
care. Oh, yeah. It'd have been cheaper to keep her. He should have made that work. What's his name again?
Gennaro Pargo.
How you spell Gennaro?
J-A-N-N-E-R-O.
J-A-N-N-E-R-O. Okay. Just trying to see what his contract's like.
All right. I don't... yeah, that's a lot.
Salary, $1.4 million? Oh, that can't be right.
What's wrong with you, Bird?
Let me let him finish doing what he's doing.
Go ahead, Ye.
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. Now, we know they've broken up. You saw that house we were talking about the other day that she's renting in New York.
Yep.
Well, it turns out that he was suspicious that she was cheating for weeks before their breakup, and everything just got confirmed. There are now pictures of Taylor, and she's making out with Tom Hiddleston. Now, Tom Hiddleston was in the movie Thor, and he's also, there's some buzz that he might be playing the new James Bond. So they're saying that Calvin Harris now feels like he's been betrayed.
Taylor Swift must got a new album coming out, because this all sounds like material for her new album. That's all. She's a savage.
Yeah, usually
AKA
it's...
AKA a hoe.
We don't know
if she's a hoe.
So she runs through these guys just to have material, the right record.
We don't know if she's a hoe.
Okay, she's a savage then.
That sounds better.
Yeah, savage is the new way to say you're a hoe in a nice way.
No, it means that you're aggressively dating.
Okay.
That's what I like to
aggressively
call it.
Aggressively dating, AKA hoeing.
Don't say that. She's an aggressive dater. Okay, David Banner. Now, we told you the story yesterday from TMZ that he got into an altercation with a bouncer at a nightclub. It all started, they said, because some of his crew couldn't get into the lounge. And that's when, allegedly, David Banner went outside and said, "I got you, N-word, I got you. You a sellout, N-word. I got money," and threw money and credit cards at the bouncer. Well, David Banner has responded via social media. He said, "Black media don't copy and paste. White media throws you scraps. And it's your duty to give black people the truth, clicks or truth, especially when it is incorrect information. Do you care about the truth? Think about it before you report. Are you really hip-hop or pawns?"
I thought it was a video, though.
It was video.
There is video.
So there's a video of him throwing the money and throwing the credit cards?
But you don't see that part. You don't see that part in the video.
So maybe that never happened.
Yeah, that might not have happened.
So, okay. Yeah. And you can't really tell what he's saying in the video either. Mm-hmm. You just see there's an altercation, some type of scuffle. So we don't know what really went down.
By the way, the Gennaro Pargo guy, what's his name? Gennaro Pargo.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the league 10 years. He's 36. He's currently not in the league right now. He had an average salary of $1.4
million. That's good. Yeah, that's $10 million.
That's really light for a basketball player.
I mean, it's still good, man. That's a lot of money. You're talking about $10 million.
He had a one-year contract in 2014 for $1.4. That's really light for an NBA player.
You are a bird over there.
I'm just saying, you could be dating a football player.
So that's not enough for you.
Nah.
She's still getting a lot of money. $15,000, half is everything. Mm-hmm. That's still
his
great.
His NBA pension, mm-hmm. half his 401k.
When you didn't have nothing to begin with, you're right.
You don't know what she had to begin with.
She had nothing.
We don't know.
I'm sure.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll give you some updates on what happened in Orlando with that damn alligator. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the NBA Finals tonight, the Cavs-Warriors game 6 is at 9 p.m. on ABC. I'm thinking the Cavs will win this one.
It's not happening. I know that's wishful thinking. That's what you want to happen, but it's not happening. But I would say this. I do want to see the Golden State Warriors win their championship in Oakland. But, you know, if I was them, I would advise them to finish business tonight.
You would advise them? I'm sure they're going to try their hardest to finish business tonight.
Yes. Even mm-hmm. though I know it sucks to win something in Cleveland because you win and then you look around and you're like, oh, I'm in Cleveland. But.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
But, you know, I'd finish it off tonight.
Now, also, let's talk about this alligator. Now, the alligator didn't eat this baby?
Well, yes, we told you, and we've been following the story of the two-year-old boy who was pulled by an alligator into a lagoon that was near a Walt Disney World hotel, and his body has been found. Now, what they are saying is there were punctures, but that it looks like his body was found mostly intact, which means that the alligator most likely drowned the child. All right, now, alligators normally don't even swim out that far, and this is a very rare occurrence. This has never happened in Disney World before. So they said they're going to make sure that they get the alligator that was involved, remove it from the lake, so on and so forth.
I'm confused, man. It's a man-made lake. There should be no alligators in there that can bite children.
But it actually goes into other...
emerges in the real
bodies
lakes,
of water. Yeah.
Probably. So basically, a little kid is dead because the alligator decided it wasn't hungry anymore. It grabbed the little boy and was
alligator probably got startled because the father did jump in and start trying to save the boy, and that's probably what happened. The alligator got startled, dropped the child, and then...
And alligators are fast. Last hour, I said alligators ran up to 40 miles per hour. It's actually 20 when they're in the water. When they're on land, it's like 11.
Really?
That's pretty fast.
That is fast. Now, let's talk about this judge that's removed from another case because he effed up the case prior.
Now, this is the judge who sentenced the former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner to only 6 months in jail for sexual assault, even though it was very clear that he sexually assaulted this woman. Well, Judge Aaron Persky is now being removed from another case. Now, this case involves a male nurse who allegedly sexually assaulted a female patient who was under anesthesia. What they're saying is after the recent turn of events, we lack confidence that Judge Persky can fairly participate in this upcoming hearing. So there's also a petition to remove him from the bench. More than 1 million people have signed that petition.
Why isn't there like a higher counsel? Meaning like when a judge makes a decision like this, if it's a higher counsel that can see, okay, that was absolutely wrong.
Right.
Why can't they like revoke the decision or override the
decision? I agree.
There
should be somebody else that's looking at things and saying, well, this is just not right.
Yeah, it shouldn't just all fall
ridiculous.
On this one judge, especially if you see him on another sexual assault case and you take him off because you feel like he doesn't make the right decision.
In this other case, I mean, they found two people found Brock Turner on top of the girl.
Right. Mm.
Smelling like alcohol. And they pinned him down and held him. There's no question.
Right.
So they tried to rape him after?
No, they were holding him for the cops.
This guy right here, man. And that's front page news.
Now, I just want to say one more thing. I don't know if you guys saw this 12-page statement that the victim wrote addressing the whole situation and her whole description, but it is absolutely...
We played it on the air. You talking about from Brock Turner's case?
Yeah, the woman that wrote the statement.
Yeah, we played some of it on there.
Awful.
Yeah.
That's just something that, another layer to this, just the impact of that.
Well, that's front page news. Now, let's switch gears a little bit.
Let's talk hoes.
Let's talk sugar daddies, sugar babies, and hoes.
No, let's talk hoes. Let's talk about these women who are prostitutes and don't even know it.
Now, this story came from Worldstar. Worldstar, I guess, is like a little, is this a reality show that's coming out?
Oh, I was in an interview with this woman who is a sugar baby.
Right. Explain to the what a sugar baby is and what she's talking about.
The woman's
about.
Name is Nina Peterson, and she said she's made over $1 million being a sugar baby. Basically, she has men just take care of her, pay for everything for her.
First of all, I say it all the time.
Rich older men is what she likes.
A lot of these chicks is prostitutes and don't even know it. If you are sleeping with a man for the sole purpose of profit, then you are a prostitute.
Absolutely.
And for the men, you guys are Johns, and you don't even know it either.
Now, what do you mean?
John, that's what they call the ones, a John.
Yeah.
A John, a Mark.
They're the ones that pay for prostitutes.
A sucker, pretty much.
A trick.
Oh, a trick. Okay. Now, you have friends that believe that men should pay
now,
for
everything. This was a whole discussion. This is a whole discussion that I had. I wouldn't say everything, but I know women who will not date a guy unless he is paying for certain things.
You're a prostitute.
And I have friends that feel like, listen, if I'm dating you and you're not doing anything for me financially, helping me out when I need it, then what's the point of me dating you?
You're in a relationship for all the wrong reasons in that case. You're in a relationship
absolutely.
For all the wrong reasons if that's the case.
Yeah, you're a prostitute because a relationship should be based on what?
You're not a prostitute.
The way that you feel about somebody.
A prostitute to me is you walk up to someone on the street and say, how much you got?
That's old age prostitution.
That's
new
prostitution.
Age prostitution is, you want me, give me money. That's prostitution.
Yeah,
that's the same difference.
Because these are women who are dating guys that they actually like.
No,
but,
that's
no,
not
they
what
don't.
You said.
No,
you
they
said,
don't.
No, no, no.
You
I'm
described
saying my
two
friends,
different women.
No, no. This is two different women. I'm saying I have friends who, if they're dating a guy and he's not doing anything for her, They feel like you should be taking care of me.
Well, tell your friend she's never going to be happy because she's dating a guy for all the wrong reasons.
Right, absolutely.
And any girl who's in a, who says, I'm not going to have sex with a man unless he pays for this or pays for that, they're a prostitute.
Well, I'm not saying she's not going to have sex, but she feels like in a relationship, if we are together, you should be paying for things for me.
No, that's not necessarily true.
You should
want
to take care of me. I'm just telling you.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, if we're in a relationship and we have feelings for each other, we like each other or we love each other, money should have nothing to do with the relationship.
You'll never be happy.
Absolutely, positively nothing.
Now, I disagree with that because financial reasons are the number one reason that people get divorced. So money does have a lot to do with
it. That's what they say, but it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It absolutely doesn't. If I'm with my wife, whether I have millions or I have nothing.
Because your spending habits and how you make money and being ambitious and all of that is important.
Money comes and goes. Money comes and goes.
I will say this.
Looks come and go.
As a man, your job is to protect and provide. But the foundation of your relationship has to be based on love.
Absolutely.
And friendship and commitment to one another.
Absolutely.
Just as human beings. And then, as a man, yes, you take care of your woman.
But if that money's not there and that money goes, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't strain your relationship.
I don't want to be with no woman like that. I don't want to be with a woman that soon as the money's gone, she's out.
Nope.
I will say this. Men act different when they go broke, though. If they, when they used to have money, they don't know.
Because it's called stress.
Right.
Okay?
Stress.
And, it's called trying to get back on my feet.
And that stress sometimes can negatively affect your relationship.
No, not if I got a good woman. Because guess what? I will feel rich with a good woman.
Because there are guys who act completely different when that money goes. And they treat you worse. They feel bad about themselves. They're miserable. They're pounding around.
That's when a woman.
They give up. That's when you're like, okay.
And that's when a good woman is supposed to be there to have your back.
Absolutely.
And make you feel like a man. What Method
Absolutely.
Man said, rub me on my back and tell me it'll
be okay.
Okay? 800-585-1051.
What is the question? If a woman wants nothing but money from a man.
We're not saying nothing, but if is money important? Does that make you a prostitute if you feel like your man should be paying for that?
Well, money's important in all situations, but is money the reason to stay in a relationship or leave a relationship?
If you are sleeping with a man for the sole purpose of profit, then you are a prostitute and you don't even know it.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. If you're in a relationship, how much does money matter? That is the question. If you have no money, should you stay in a relationship? Or do you expect all men to buy everything? Your cars, your cribs, your shoes, your bags, your all that. And if
your
the money's
hair.
Not there.
Call up, hoes.
Hair is expensive.
Get to the phones, hoes.
800-585-1051.
Use that phone that sugar daddy's paying the bill on, ho.
Call us up right now. And when we come back, of course, it is Pac's birthday. So let's play some Pac music. When we come back, whatever you want to hear, we'll play a Pac joint for you. All right, happy birthday, Pac. He would have been 45 today. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Hail Mary, Tupac Shakur. Happy birthday, Tupac. Today would have been his 45th birthday.
Yes, and for everybody who's always saying, oh, Tupac would have came back and took over the rap game, Tupac would have been 45.
Right.
Tupac probably fat, want a nap.
He would have been fat. He would have been acting.
Yeah, he would have been fat. He'd have been got his plant-based diet on by now. But he'd have been 45. He would not be thinking about no damn rap. He would not be running around here with a bandana on his head and his pants sagging. And if we was, we'd call him a damn fool and tell him to grow up.
Now, also, they released the trailer, well, the teaser to the trailer for the Tupac movie, that which comes out on the day that he passed, right?
It actually looks dope.
It looks dope.
Like, it don't look cheesy.
Not at all.
Shout out to Benny Boom, who directed that movie.
Yeah, shout out to Benny Boom.
What up, Benny Boom?
Now we're talking Sugar Mamas, right?
Yes, sugar babies.
Sugar babies.
Right, and sugar daddies.
Now tell us how this conversation started.
Well, so here's a discussion that I was having with one of my friends. When she dates a guy, and they're already dating, she expects when they're in a relationship that he should take care of certain things, that he should offer her money. Like, if you want to get your hair done.
That's hoish activity.
But she's already dating him. It's not like, okay, I'm only dating guys that do this. But when I'm with you, I expect to be taken care of.
Now, if he doesn't do it, does she continue to date him? Or is it a rat?
Yeah, what if he goes
now
broke?
Now, that's a hard one because she'll still be with him, but she might complain about a lot
and
of
see,
things.
That's whack.
Or she might cheat.
What if he goes broke and then she leaves him? So that lets me know that she was in the relationship for all the wrong reasons.
Absolutely.
So therefore, like I always say, if you're a woman and you are sleeping with a man for the sole purpose of profit, then you are a prostitute. You're a sex worker.
I don't think that it's the sole reason that she was with him. I mean, she was already dating him. He didn't do that at first.
If it's the sole, if she would leave when the money's low,
She's a prostitute. Absolutely. I mean,
well,
money should have nothing to do with the relationship.
You can never know that until the money gets low.
Money should have nothing to do with the relationship.
But I guess she feels like if he has it, he should be helping her out. I don't know what would happen if he didn't have it, but she feels like he has money, he should be helping
me
out.
How about she have her own? So if I do go broke, my money does get low, she can have my back. I can't stand these chicks who don't got nothing their damn selves, but they got the audacity to say, I ain't dating a man who ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing either.
Well, you know, there's a lot of relationships. People do two things in relationships. One, I see people split their money. I have mine, you have yours, and we could come together on some things. And then some people have a pot. We put it all in the same bank account, mm-hmm. and we spend what we want.
Now, I will say this. She doesn't work, but...
She don't got nothing.
She ain't got nothing.
Okay. But I will, in her defense, say that she takes care of him all the time. Like, she cooks all the time. She cleans the house. He has kids. She helps take care of his kids.
Okay, that's good.
So it's not
that's
that she
does He should take
nothing.
Care of her
And he doesn't want her to work.
All right, well, then he should take care of her.
Yeah, if he's saying, I don't want you to work, and he's taking care of her, cool, because that's a man's job to protect and provide. But right. I'm talking about these women who got the audacity to say, I don't want to be with a man that can't do anything
can't
for
take
me.
Care of
you
me.
Don't even do nothing for yourself. Can't I don't have anything
now,
for yourself.
Now, here is the sugar baby we're talking about. She lives in New York, and she says she's made over $1 million off of these guys. Check it out.
The best part about being a sugar baby is the lifestyle. Vacations every month. Not having to worry about paying your bills. I am certain that it's provided me well over $1 million. I've had my nose done 3 times. I've had my boobs done 4 times. A sugar daddy invests in a woman that he feels has the potential to be an asset in his life. A prostitute is not an asset.
And she looks crazy, by the way. She doesn't look good at all. She looks crazy.
Nina Peterson is her name.
Well, I don't know her name. She just looks great.
I saw the chick on Worldstar. I mean, she sounds like she's in love and doesn't know it. Like that's your man. It sounds like she's in a relationship. So your man is tricking on you, and that's fine because you know the motto. It's not tricking if she's worth it. If you my girl, if you my actual woman, we in a relationship. Right. I know your kids. Like, I'm going to take care of you.
But that's her whole life. She sleeps and messes with rich older men. And they pay for everything for her.
She kind of sounds like a side chick. Like the old men are married somewhere,
right?
And they hit her off to do something, and then they keep it moving. That's what it sounds
okay.
like to me.
Well, that's another whole separate thing. Because when you're a side chick, you're really just getting paid to be quiet.
Okay. True.
So I'm paying you for a service.
Yes.
All right? Shut the hell up. That's what I'm paying.
It's not working because she's talking.
Yeah, she is talking. She's doing videos. Like, shut the yeah. yeah.
She said he's shy, so he wouldn't get on the.
Shut the hell up. No,
she
married.
Did say that. She did say
he's
that.
Married.
He's
That's
married.
That's why
he's
not getting on
the video. He's married, you stupid asshole.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
I ain't gonna give my name because y'all might up my grind from where I'm from.
Hey, stop cursing, girl.
I want to hear what she has to say.
What's your grind?
I want to say that Angela Yee, you need to stand up for the ladies and represent because Charlamagne Tha God and this cat think they know it all. It is not about prostitute. Maybe the little sugar baby is prostitute when you got many different ones. But when you date a guy and you make sure that he can bring something to the table before you, you know, lock it all the way in, that is not prostitution.
I said it's not prostitution.
It, don't make it right, Charlamagne.
So let me ask you a question. So when you enter a relationship with a guy, money is your first thing on your mind? You want to make sure he got money?
It shouldn't be.
No, and that's not what Angela Yee was saying.
I'm saying it matters.
You kind of twisted up a little bit.
Go ahead. What is she saying?
I dated a guy that was the same way, and I can't believe that y'all are talking about it, but I even told him that before I left him. Like, when you're doing good, you take care of the family, you do right, but when you hit a low, it's hard to even motivate a guy that gets so low and all he want to do is sit around and smoke weed all day and be sad about it.
You sound crazy. You're saying, so if he's doing well, you stay, but if he's low...
I want to stay whether he's up or down, but when he's down, he's so hard to get along with and
well,
so
guess
rude
what?
When that you can't stay around.
It's true. I dated a guy
thank
one
you for
time
your call,
and
Mama.
he was doing really well, and then he lost his job and he had no motivation to do anything. And I used
and
to tell him...
And that's why none
tell,
of y'all girls is married. Because the vows say through sickness and in health, through death to us poor,
that's right.
through rich or poorer.
Can I finish saying what I was saying? We weren't married. We were just dating. He got so depressed, and I kept telling him, yo, let's find you a job. What do you want to do? I was trying to help him.
It's hard.
And he was miserable all the time. I was working. I was making my money. I didn't need anything from him, but he was so down. He wasn't ambitious. He would not get up there and get out and do anything for himself, and you can't force somebody to do that. And I can't stay with you if when you get down, you're not doing nothing for yourself.
You're not as good a woman as you think you are then, because a good woman supposed to motivate you.
Regardless.
A good woman supposed to lift you up. You supposed to feel like, you know what, I got to do this for me and her.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We'll do it when we come back. 800-585-1051. We're talking about money in a relationship. Ladies, if you stay with a man and money is a basis of that relationship, does that make you a prostitute? Here's we. That's what it should be. We. It should be about we in a relationship.
You and I.
Shut up.
You and I.
We.
It's Jeremiah. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jeremiah Wee. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking sugar babies, sugar daddies, and more. Now, this comes from where, Yee?
It's from Worldstar. There's a woman on Worldstar, and she's from New York. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about she's gotten over $1 million and really funded everything in her lavish lifestyle from sugar daddies.
Right. Well, let's play a clip of some of the things she had to say.
I would want a man that pays for everything because, well, because then I don't gotta worry, and that's a gentleman thing to do. Anytime she gets money, she likes either take us on vacation, buys cute dresses, spoils us.
Their college is already paid for. They can choose wherever they want to go. My life is wonderful. I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed over haters.
Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're asking about money in a relationship. How big is money, dinero, bread in a relationship?
Money,
if a man is making money, it's cool. But if he's not making money, do you leave? And if you do leave, are you considered a prostitute?
I'm going to be honest with you. Money should not be major, bro. Like,
not
money,
at all.
Money shouldn't even be a factor.
But see, it's not about how much money you have. It's about how you spend money. I have another friend who's married. She makes a lot of money. She's a lawyer. Right? And her husband, he more so consults and freelances, but he lavishly spends money. And she doesn't spend a lot of money. And they have such a disparity in the way that he spends money and doesn't consult with her on things that he buys. Money matters. How you spend your money, how you save your money, all that does matter in a relationship.
You cannot make a connection with a person based off their money. Period. Like, you don't make no emotional connection, no mental connection, no spiritual connection.
But she makes more than him, but she doesn't appreciate that he buys these huge purchases and doesn't consult with her, and they fight about it all the time. And they have kids, and she's like, I need to spend money on the kids. I don't buy my... She goes to Target to buy her own clothes, and he's out here buying all kinds of crazy things.
And you know what that should be? That should be a dispute between friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are connected to your partner the way you're supposed to be, that right there is a dispute between friends that two friends should be able to work out.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. We're talking about money in a relationship. How do you feel if somebody has money and then all of a sudden they don't have it? Do you still stay? Are you in a relationship for money? Do you think a man should provide all the time?
Absolutely not. I think that people should come into relationships seeing it as a mutual entity. Like relationships should be equally yoked. And I don't think that should determine whether you stay or not.
Would you stay with the guy who didn't make any money?
You know, I think that we would have to come into the relationship on mutual standing, but I definitely wouldn't leave a person because they weren't on their feet.
Give a round of applause.
Yes, that's it. That's
because
what it's
if
about.
I say money Thank doesn't you, Mama. Matter at all, money is a sign of ambition. Listen, I wouldn't be happy with myself if I didn't make any money.
Yeah, but it's a lot.
Because I would have to figure out, what am I doing wrong?
Man, it's a couple out there right now that's making $50,000 a year for the whole household.
Money.
And they are in love.
And
they're happy. They're having great sex every night. They budgeting and boning.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because if he's making money and she's making money, that's great.
Well, hello, who's this?
Tune from Richmond.
Hey, Tune, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? How you living?
All right, we all right. Now, we're talking about these women asking for men basically to pay for everything, and if they don't, they out.
That's why I'm single now, really, because I felt that same thing. It went from coming from a genuine spot to being a requirement. Like, that's the problem. Women get comfortable with men doing stuff, and they think, well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Nah. I'm supposed to be the breadwinner, yeah. I'm the head of the household, but that's the same, but head of the household. Like,
right.
We don't even live together. So, that's the head of the household. That's different. So, I don't know what women got in their head that men's supposed to take care of everything. They get something, but it's true. If it comes from a genuine spot, got it. But a requirement, nah. Go do you, I'll do me then.
Okay, thank
That's
you, bro.
Real.
So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is I can live without money, but I cannot live without love. Imagine being rich but having nobody around to share with. You know what I'm saying? Nobody around to share your experiences with. Nobody to talk to. Nobody that's really into you. Like, nah, I'll take love all day, bro.
Well, I think that for me, the moral of the story is when you enter a relationship with somebody, it is very important for you guys to discuss your expectations as far as finances. Because it is very important as far as how you spend your money. What is everything looking like? That's all your credit score. Because it's important to me. I work really hard to maintain what I have.
The best relationships work is if money is not involved.
Absolutely.
It's all about love.
If you get into a relationship with a girl and she's talking money.
Run.
Dump that hoe.
Run.
All right. Matter of fact, spend a little money, smash her, then dump her.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up.
That's funny because you always say a man's job is to protect and provide, but now you're saying it's not
protect
really.
And provide for your wife,
but not, yeah.
Your family, somebody that you've actually built the foundation with spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Then that grows. Me and my wife didn't. I'm on my wife 18 years. I didn't always have money coming up.
Right.
I just started making real money the past 3-4 years.
I know. Me and my wife been together since I was 16, man, and I ain't had nothing early
on. Come on, man. Well, my first job on radio was $19,000 a year. I was living with my mom.
You got paid your first job? I didn't get paid my first job at radio.
Oh, I got fired in 2010. I lived with my mom for a year when I was 29, 30 years old, and we had a kid.
My now wife
stuck with me through all of that.
I lived in a basement with my wife and my baby.
And that's why you trick on her.
And I will continue to.
I'm going
to
continue to trick on my wife because she's worth it, not because she wants that. She feels like she deserves it.
Absolutely. Rumors?
Yes, we are going to talk about DJ Khaled. Now, he is giving thanks to somebody. He wrote a nice, long, heartfelt letter on Instagram. Also, Zoe Saldana is talking about sexism in Hollywood. You won't believe what a producer told her.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Khaled built like a panda, by the way.
Stop it. DJ Khaled left a message on Instagram, and that was for Beyonce in the Beehive. He said, dreams come true. Don't ever let they tell you you can't do it. They told me I would never tour. Well, I just finished touring with the biggest artist walking the planet.
There you go, Khaled.
They told me I would never touch a stage in a high school arena. Well, I just finished touching the stage in every stadium in every major city in America. Dreams come true, but you have to work hard. In order to stand beside the icon Beyonce, you got to work hard for over 25 years and dedicate your blood, sweat, and tears to making your dreams a reality.
There you go.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for
DJ
Khaled.
Now, this whole thing is a whole lot longer. You got to read the whole entire thing. A lot of exclamation points.
I got nothing but respect for DJ Khaled. I salute that man. He comes from the radio cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see radio personalities get to the level that he's gotten.
The DJ cloth. Yeah.
Still showing thanks and gratitude and appreciation to Beyonce. And you see, he worked hard for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate that.
But you got to get a new elliptical machine, Khaled. You got to get one that works.
Okay? He works out a lot. He does.
Allegedly. His body says otherwise.
Now, another hardworking woman, Zoe Saldana, is talking about difficulties that she's had in Hollywood. She talks about the sexism there, and she talks about one producer telling her, I hired you to look good in your underwear holding a gun. She said she was trying to give some opinions on input or ideas that she had, and she said the producer called her and during his vacation and told her to stop being a difficult bitch. And she was like, I thought, wow, it's real. This really happened. She said she started to feel like she was difficult when she also asked for a studio to cover her childcare costs while she was filming. This perk is usually given to her fellow male stars. And eventually they did give her that. But she said they said she had a diva fit. So that was the issues that she had. You know, difficult.
All right.
To ask for things that you might need while you're on set that other people are getting. All right, now let's talk about Dr. Dre. And not Dr. Dre that makes Beats by Dre headphones, but Dr. Dre that used to host Yo MTV Raps, and he used to be on with Ed Lover. He's 52 years old right now, and he did an interview with the New York Times, and he talks about struggling with diabetes. Now, he was pretty large, and he said that he lost his vision now because of his diabetes.
Dang.
Also, he lost a toe and he has an ankle injury because of his health throughout the years. And he is just now starting to get serious. He said, my stubbornness put me where I'm at. Now my energy is going to change that. We got young people, grown people, old, all having this. We can prevent this. We can cure this. I have an idea how to do it. So he's undergoing weight loss surgery to help in battling his diabetes.
Wow. He's a radio legend to me. Growing up in Queens, he used to live out in Long Island up the block from a friend of mine. And being able to see him and his success, and also Ed Lover growing up was part of the reason why I wanted to get into radio. It allowed me to see something, you know, because when you live in Queens, you really don't really see too many artists. So being able to see them, it was like, wow, I can do what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how big Ed Lover and Dr. Dre were. They had a movie, bro.
Mm-hmm. Who's
the man? I got an Ed Lover and Dr. Dre trading card. It's actually in
the Breakfast Club studios
back in New York. I have an Ed Lover and Dr. Dre trading card. Like, they were huge.
Yeah.
But you got to take care of yourself, people. I keep telling y'all that over and over. Y'all think I'd be fat shaming. No, it truly is diet or die. This is the kind of things that being overweight leads to. This is all Charlamagne be trying to say.
Right.
Whether or not you agree how I say it or not.
You say it kind of rough, but yeah, I agree.
Well, whatever.
You got to get your ass in shape.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I'm not no animal rights activist, right?
Mm-hmm.
By far. I'm not that guy that's out here preaching for the rights of animals. All I'm saying is there's a lot of injustice happening to a lot of animals lately, and we need to talk about it for after the hour, okay?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, don't get out of shape, man.
You are
a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Okay. Well, this is stupid. And this is what Donkey of the Day is all about, giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid, okay? Donkey of the Day for Thursday, June 16th, goes to forest officials in India who have arrested. What you think I'm about to say?
I don't know.
What you think I'm about to say?
I don't know.
They have arrested 18 lions as they try to find a man-eater suspected of killing three people. Yes, you heard me right. Officials in India have arrested over 18 lions. Lions, like the animal, Simba, Mufasa, Scar, Roar, okay? Because they killed three people, all right? They are testing the lion's prints and doo-doo in an attempt to identify the killer. The guilty lion, get this, the guilty lion will be kept in a zoo for life while the others will be released back into a sanctuary. Listen, man, I have been thinking about this the past few weeks, and you know, this injustice that is happening to animals has to stop, especially when it's animals we can't eat. Chickens, cows, deers, we not talking about y'all because y'all taste too good. But the animals we can't eat that are just magnificent creatures to look at, this is for you. Even the alligators kind of on their own because y'all make amazing purses and gator meat tastes like chicken, but not one of my favorite things to chew. But anyway, ever since that gorilla got shot and killed, what was his name? Harambe?
Mm-hmm.
Harambe. We have to stop killing animals for being animals, okay? Disney World killed four alligators yesterday looking for that two-year-old boy. But the truth to the matter is, the boy and his family had no business in that water. There were signs up that said, do not go in the water. So why go in the water? Even if it's just your feet dangling. And then we get upset at gators for gating. Okay, an alligator gonna do what an alligator gonna do. We the ones that should know better. And we eat alligators, okay? Don't nobody kill humans when we eat them. Okay, but back to the matter at hand. How you gonna arrest lions for being lions? The six attacks on humans in India were reported near the sanctuary, the only habitat of the Asiatic lions. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but if I don't want to get attacked by lions, you know what I would do?
What?
I simply would not go into the habitat of the lions, okay? They went to the habitat of the lions and got attacked. So now you're arresting lions for being lions? They said the guilty lion will be kept in a zoo for life. Don't all animals get kept in the zoo for life anyway? And if you're putting a lion in the zoo for life, are you admitting that a zoo is an animal prison? Are you admitting that a zoo is punishment? Because if that's the case, not only did you imprison that gorilla Harambe, okay, you killed him because somebody broke into his cell. I am not an animal rights activist. I'm not that guy at all. I just don't understand how we live in a world where we are now arresting and killing wild animals for being wild animals. Seems to me like we need to leave Mother Nature the hell alone. Okay, if we mind our business, we would be fine. These animals are not going out of their way to bother us. That little boy went into the gorilla's cage. Now Harambe is dead. That two-year-old boy was in the lake where the gators were. Now the gators are dead. And these fools in India was in the lion's habitat. Now all the lions arrested. Humans, this is awful. How are we mad at animals for animaling? Okay? Give the forest officials in India who arrested the 18 lions the biggest hee-haw, please.
Poor lion, man.
You can't arrest animals for animaling, bro. Like, you know what an animal's going to do. I'm going to arrest a lion for lying? That don't make no sense.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. I'm sure the animals will be happy. I'm not sure if the animals get a chance to listen.
And
much.
By the way, all lions are not Scar. Okay? Mm-mm. Okay. You know what I'm saying? See how one Scar messes up the whole flock of lions? What do you call a group of lions?
Liars.
Liars?
I don't know.
Liars. what you do? One Scar messes up a group of liars. See how that is?
Yeah.
You got all these cool Simbas and Mufasas locked up now because of three Scars. But guess what? You should have left the three Scars the hell alone. You were in their habitat.
Okay. I'm sure the animals will appreciate this donkey today, sir.
We got animal listeners. We syndicated.
The lions are listening.
We're in the jungle.
No, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you have a question for Yee, you need a relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call her right now. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems.
Shout out to everybody here in Boston, man. Last night while we were out at this mixer that they had for us, a lot of people were asking me some Ask Yee questions, so it was fun.
All right. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tupac. I get around. Happy birthday to Tupac. He would have been 45 today. Like we said, we're playing Tupac joints all morning long in celebration of his birthday. But now it's time for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you need some relationship advice or whatever it may be, call her right now. What line are we going to, Ye?
Line 4.
Hello, who's this?
My name is L.A.
L.A. from where? L.A.?
No, I'm from Atlanta.
What's your question for you, Mama?
I am in a sticky situation. It's kind of beneficial to me, but my boyfriend doesn't like it. So
okay.
I have a daughter mm-hmm. with someone else, and he takes care of me and my daughter. Like, he pays my bills, he buys me stuff, he gives me money, and takes care of our daughter.
Very, what do you mean by buys you stuff? Like presents?
Yeah. Or if I just ask for it. Like, basically what I was talking about today in regards to the question, like, all of that. But we don't sleep with each other because I'm in a relationship. So, but don't cheat. But my boyfriend that I'm with, he doesn't necessarily like it. Like, he feels that he should just take care of my daughter and not me. But then
he's right.
I don't know what I should do.
He's right. So, why are you asking your child's father for presents?
No, I'm
at
not.
All, period.
I'm not asking them. Like, for example, when I just came up to Milwaukee, shout out to the 414, we hung out and spent time together, and she took my daughter shopping, and he asked, like, you want something? I was like, sure. So
that's when you're supposed to say, no, that's okay. It's just for my daughter. Because, you know, I have a boyfriend and he doesn't really, you don't even have to tell him that. Just be like, no, just get stuff for my daughter. That's okay. If your boyfriend's upset about it, you got to take that into consideration. You have a man. You don't need these things. And he's doing a great job taking care of your daughter. Focus on that. Clearly, your ex still likes you.
Yeah. I mean,
I have a rule. If I don't like you and I'm not dating you, I don't really want you buying me anything.
But I mean, I still, not like in love with my child's father, but I have love for my child's father. Like,
okay, that's great because he's a great dad, but you have a boyfriend. Now, if you didn't have a boyfriend, whatever. But if your man knows this and doesn't like it, you shouldn't be doing that. That's a small price to pay for you to say, you know what? I'm not going to let my child's father buy me. How would you feel if some chick was buying your boyfriend things?
I wouldn't like it.
Okay, and he doesn't like it. You love your boyfriend. You respect him, right?
Yeah, but he never really says he doesn't like it. It's just like, I can tell.
Why are you making excuses? He doesn't like it, right?
Yeah.
You don't need him to do that for you. He takes care of your daughter. He asks you, do you want something? Say, no, that's okay. We're here for our daughter.
Okay.
Sheesh. Listen, you must not love your boyfriend.
I mean, we're not at that phase yet. We've only been together for a year. I mean, like, I got love for him. You know, he's a good dude. You know, he respects me. He respects
you. Should be really grateful and thankful that you have a child's father that is doing a great job taking care of your daughter together. He's not there to take care of you and buy you presents. He's supposed to take care of your daughter, unless you want to get back together with him.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going
to
do that.
Now, there are some other things that you need to think about. But if you are, I don't let people buy me presents if I'm not dealing with them in that way. I don't even feel comfortable with that, and neither should you, especially if your boyfriend's not comfortable.
Okay. Well, thank you, Angela.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm sorry, no more presents for you.
All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. You can always email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Here's Drake One Dance. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her now or email her, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Let's go to line 7. Hello, who's this?
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. Why you sound so
Linda,
serious?
Yeah, you sound really down.
A little bit.
Talk to us.
Well, I'm in a situation. First of all, congratulations on expecting baby.
I am myself
expecting.
Congratulations.
You got something you want to tell us?
What's the baby doing?
The baby's due July 28th.
Okay.
And,
I got a baby named Hennessy on the way.
Yeah, this will be our 11th baby.
11th kid?
Wow.
Holy cow, you man, popping that.
Your vagina's another dimension.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, that isn't. That's a blessing.
Congrats. Yeah, congrats. Okay.
Yeah, they're all ours. And I'm calling up to get advice on kind of how I could help with making my husband feel better about our situation.
What's your situation?
to see if any of you all would support a GoFundMe account for, right?
Stop laughing. Serious. Stop laughing. Go ahead, Linda. Stop it.
Go ahead, Linda. If they'll collect money for some... for other things. I think that it's a worthy cause. I want to make the hour more reasonable. We're living in a little house that when we moved into, it was only us and one child, and we kind of got stuck in it. So we're
I can't wait to hear this advice. What do you advise, G? This is going
to
be good.
I'm trying to, so you have a GoFundMe account.
She wants more money. She wants to make a house bigger, she says.
Yeah, I would love to make...
She wants the house to be as big as her vagina.
Stop it.
What's your advice, G? I gotta hear this one. This is gonna be a good one. What's your advice, G?
Sounds to me like you guys have to figure out another avenue on ways to make money.
Stop having babies. Sorry.
It's 11. She's out.
A GoFundMe account.
You just got to make sure.
That's a hard one
because
a lot of people have GoFundMe accounts. But I will say, sounds like you have a unique situation already, right?
Right.
Now, you know you can make a lot of money off of YouTube.
Oh, man.
What?
Because
let me
finish. Hold on. Let me finish this. It sounds to me like y'all could be really figuring out a way to make this into a business. I mean, you're a mom. You have 11 kids with 11 different personalities.
Are you telling us she need a reality show?
That's she need to make saying. Her own reality show.
That's what she's saying.
No, we're not really made for TV.
You need to find out how big these kids are, yeah, because they could be some basketball players, NBA players, football players.
But you also could be a great person to offer advice on how to be a mom and explaining your whole situation to everybody. I'm sure there's other women out there who can relate or women who can't relate at all, but they'll be interested to see how you're making it work.
Email us the GoFundMe link. The least we can do is promote the GoFundMe
link. I did do that.
Tweet it to me right now and during ASCII, we're going to post it up. Let's see if we could raise you some money for them 11 kids.
You should tell her email you, though. Email something with a note, like telling us exactly what it is. What's your name?
No, tweet it so I can retweet it, and I'll let people know it's you that just called for ASCII.
Yes. What's your name?
Okay.
Linda.
We're going to call you Linda 11 from now on.
Linda 11.
Okay?
Linda 11. That'll work.
And we're going to try to raise you some money, Linda 11. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to put the GoFundMe link out there, and I'm going to donate to it.
Are you?
Thank you.
Me too. We're all going to donate. And hopefully other people will as well.
It ain't her fault. Her man.
But you
got to
prove you have 11 kids.
You know
I need you to post
a
picture.
You know what? Let me say something about that because he's a good man. And I think what it is that he respects life. And because of the way that he respects life and we take accountability for what we do, we are in a situation that we're in.
11 times,
I'm sure you've thought about abortions, right?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh. See, so you're wrong.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Are you serious?
I respect it, though.
Thank you, Linda.
No, but congratulations. 11 children is a blessing.
thank you very much for calling.
And
to still be together with your husband and making it work, you know, that's incredible.
11 kids is a blessing because there's some women out there struggling to have one.
Right.
And you can have 11.
11?
Let's be honest. When we were having 2-3 babies, the financial was probably getting hard.
Yeah.
So now you got 11. Now you expect people to help. You got 11 kids. You could have stopped 4 kids ago.
Hey, it is what it is.
I'm not here to judge nobody, but I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
Having 11 kids and then setting up a GoFundMe to support them is the funniest.
A couple of them kids going to end up being successful just by the rule of numbers. You need is 2 of them to make it.
No, for real. All you need is 2. You need 2. One to go to the NBA and one to hit the Powerball. And you are good.
Goodness gracious. I can't even imagine. We got rumors coming up.
You right there, Envy.
No, there's a difference between 5 and 11.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about girl power. Oprah Winfrey has a book coming out. We'll tell you what that is. And Missy Elliott will tell you what she has going on. That's phenomenal.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Oprah has a new book coming out. It's called Food, Health, and Happiness, on-point recipes for great meals and a better life. So basically, it's focused around food, but she's going to be giving some life advice also. You know, she's lost a lot of weight with Weight Watchers, and now she wants to share some of that with her millions of fans. She said, in the past several months on Weight Watchers, I've worked with wonderful chefs to make healthier versions of my favorite meals. So she wants things to be delicious and still healthy. It's going to come out January 3rd. By the way, that's my birthday. So that's when she's putting her book out.
Well, you know, I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, so I support Oprah.
So you already have an advanced copy then, I would assume, that your mom Oprah.
I'm not interested in reading that, though.
Why?
But I'm going to support it by telling people to go get it.
All right. Missy Elliott is being honored at the VH1 Hip Hop Honors. They haven't had that show in quite some time. I think it's been like 5 or 6 years since it's been around. So they're bringing back VH1 Hip Hop Honors. Now, Missy Elliott, Salt and Pepper being honored, and Queen Latifah will not only be honored, but she's also one of the executive producers. It's been 6 years, actually, since they've had that show. Now, Missy Elliott is
Honoring Missy, Salt and Pepper, and Queen Latifah?
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
It's All Hail the Queens is what it's called.
Okay.
Now, Missy Elliott is also the new face of Marc Jacobs' 2016 campaign. So he put up this message on Instagram about it, and he said, "Missy, super duper fly. From the moment I heard The Rain back in 97, I was entranced by the genius rhythms and brilliant rhymes of Missy Elliott." So he goes on to talk about how it was a dream of his to work with her, and he's going to be doing her for his 2016 campaign.
Well, drop one of Clues bombs for Missy Elliott. Still getting checks out here.
Absolutely.
In 2016.
And she definitely always had her own sense of style. Mm-hmm. So we can definitely say that.
And she's a Cancer, like me. It's almost cancer season, by the way.
All right. Now, there's more information on the man who killed Christina Grimmie and then killed himself. They said he was on a mission. He wanted to be so appealing that she couldn't resist him. And to do that.
Okay, guy. You failed at that.
He actually got hair transplants. He got LASIK eye surgery. He went vegan so he could lose weight. He would listen to her music at work. And he would say that one day she would be his wife. He worked at Best Buy. And his coworkers would make fun of him. And they would say that he would never get her because she has a boyfriend. And so on and so forth. And that's what might have drove him. He's crazy, clearly. And right. That's why he drove out there and killed her and then killed himself.
Sir, first of all, he shot his shot the wrong way, okay? When you're shooting your shot, when you're trying to get at a chick, at least go up to her and try to holler at her, talk to her. Don't listen to your friends.
He said
telling
he was like gaming online against her and all of that.
Really?
Yeah, geez.
But I don't think she really does that. So I don't know if he really was.
He took shooting your shots. Too literally.
All right, David Banner wants you to know, don't listen to what everybody is saying about his arrest. Now, according to reports and according to TMZ, David Banner got arrested after he got into an altercation with a bouncer at a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, somebody in his crew couldn't get in the club. Then they said he was outside. He was saying, "I got you, N-words. I got you. You a sellout. I got money." He allegedly threw money and credit cards. Well, David Banner went to Twitter and Instagram. He said, "Black media don't copy and paste. White media throws you scraps, and it's your duty to give black people the truth. Clicks or truth, especially when it is incorrect information. Do you care about the truth? Think about it before you report. Are you really hip-hop or pawns?"
What's the difference between white media and black media? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if black artists know it. The quote-unquote black media slanders them way more than white media.
Yeah, media is media.
What is the difference? Yeah, I think media is media, isn't it? Is there a difference?
I think they consider TMZ white media.
It's black people.
They got a lot of
TMZ. I'm just saying this is what, because he's talking about TMZ. They reported
but
it.
But what does TMZ do that Bossip don't do?
I don't know. I think everybody pretty much reports on all the same stories. But it might be the angle that you report it.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, and that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, hit us up right now. Let us know what you want to hear. Of course, The Breakfast Club, The People's Choice Mix is up next at DJ Envy on that gram and that Twitter. So let us know what you want to hear. All right, you could also hit me on that Snapchat, Sir Envy1. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.